Welcome back, it's Gab Apple again for part two of this audio post. Alright, the next one I'm going to do is talk about something that really scares me. The first thing that comes to mind is whales, actually. A lot of people think that I'm kidding when I say that I'm afraid of whales, but I'm really not. I feel that I need to mention that the whales with teeth aren't so bad, like the sperm whale. They're, you know, it's still really scary because they're huge and they're whales. But the whales that I have the most trouble with are the baleen whales, like the blue whale. I think the blue whale is probably the scariest thing that exists. And I can go on and on and on about it. Honestly, I'm going to make a comic about it, though, so I won't go too far into it. Maybe. Ugh, you guys have no idea how afraid I am of them. Just thinking about them or looking at pictures of them gives me the heebie-jeebies, and I want to die a little bit. Ugh. Cetophobia, pretty bad. Except that cetophobia is not technically a thing. That's the thing that the people on the internet came up with when we found out that there wasn't a specific term for being afraid of whales. But nevertheless, whales. And the reason why I'm afraid of whales is not because I'm afraid of getting eaten. That is the least of my worries. I'm afraid of whales because they are so large that they could kill people without realizing it. I mean, I guess it's kind of like an ant being afraid of humans. A little. Because, you know, you'll get stepped on and the person won't even notice. A whale could jump up and hit your boat and break it. And then you would drown or get crushed. And, you know, there have been recorded incidents of whales reaching the water and accidentally landing on people's boats. Or they flap their tail and hit people in the head. Especially this one reported incident where this woman who was afraid of whales her entire life was finally convinced to go out on the ocean in her husband's new boat. And she totally got hit in the head by a whale tail. I mean, that's terrifying. And whales are really strong. They're really large, powerful creatures. And you've got some whales, like the sperm whales, who dive down into the Mariana Trench, which is the deepest part of the ocean that we know of. And they come up with battle scars and sucker marks from fighting giant squid. And it's like, we know that these creatures have been around for a really long time, that they're hyper-intelligent. And, they are the largest carnivorous mammals on Earth presently. And it's just, I don't know, everything about them is scary because they're really smart. There's tons and tons of evidence to suggest that they are incredibly intelligent. And, you know, like a whale would get caught in a net and the people will set it free and it would go through and thank each person by nudging them gently. Which is awesome. It's like, thank goodness they're on our side. But I'm still incredibly intimidated. And, wow, okay, so I've spent the last, like, 3 minutes talking about whales. Let's move on. I'm going to talk about something that makes me happy. Of course, this topic has the potential of me talking a long time, too, so let's give a short answer and say that Pokemon makes me really happy. I've been obsessed with it for many years, and I've made lots of friends. In fact, if it weren't for Pokemon, I wouldn't have met my husband on a Pokemon role-playing mush, and we wouldn't have discussed art and started role-playing together, you know, writing together and, falling in love and blah, 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 and he wouldn't have moved here and dated me and married me. And that would be really sad, so thank goodness for Pokemon. I'm just so in love with the world and its mythos and all of the potential there is for storytelling in that world. Plus, I mean, it's a civilization based around the animals of the world, which is totally up my alley. I'm obsessed with animals and obsessed with figuring out magic systems and rules and the kind of things that make societies work. So for me, Pokemon is just perfect. It is an ideal place for me to spend a lot of headspace time and make things, create things, enjoy other people's creations, and I love the games, and I love the anime. Pretty much, it's just awesome and really cute. So, yeah, Pokemon is just great, and it makes me happy. Now, my favorite word is truly, and that's probably because of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. for their song Truly Scrumptious, about the woman in the story named Truly. And ever since I got my first cell phone, all of my cell phones have been named Truly because of that. And I just love hearing it spoken, I love saying it, and I love seeing it written. It's just the best word. And then my least favorite word, you know, that's really hard because there's a lot of words that I don't like in particular, but nothing comes to mind as being my least favorite off the top of my head. So let's go with the word radiator, because I lost a spelling bee in, I think, third or fourth grade, because I said ER instead of OR at the end, and ever since I've been incredibly bitter about the word radiator and spelling bees in general. Okay, next one. What turns me on? Wow, that's an interesting question. How to answer that, though? This is a really difficult question to answer. I'm gonna go with unexpected and sincere compliments on things that probably take a little bit more effort to become familiar with. Like actually reading the things that I post or paying attention to the kind of characters I create. You're probably asking about the other kind of turn on though, aren't you? Taking me to my favorite restaurants that you don't like. Yeah. I need those chili rellenos, even though you hate Mexican food. Kissing is good too. I like kissing. Specifically with my husband. Don't get any weird ideas. Okay, thanks. Let's move on. What sound or noise do I love? My cat Tango has the cutest meow ever. He kind of squeaks a little bit, even though he's a really large cat. Sometimes he'll even go, eee! It's like, how did you make that noise? You're huge. But he does it anyway, because he's just really cute. And then the one that was requested multiple times, what is my favorite curse word? Because everyone is always trying to get me to swear for some reason, I don't know why. But my favorite curse word is damn. And you might think that's not actually a swear word, and you might be right depending on where you're from and how strict your parents were. But damn is totally a swear word, and it's a damn good one. Damn it. So, deal with it. Because I'm not going to say the other ones probably. Yeah. Yeah, it's not very likely. Carver Carler has tried many times to get me to swear, and I have a really hard time doing it out loud. That's just the way I am. Even typing sometimes. It's just hard. Okay, so there you go. Then the next question is, what profession other than your own would you like to attempt? Let's see. Right now I'm a web developer. I do design and coding for websites. I mean, the obvious one would be animator or illustrator or writer. But specifically, if I were going to be something totally different than those, I would either want to be a singer of some kind, maybe in some kind of a group that does background music for films or something. I would love to be part of a choir again. That was really fun and I miss it a lot. Or I would be a journalist. I really like writing. But it would be more, I mean, it wouldn't be fictional. It would be, well, I guess it could be fictional. Anyway, no, writing persuasive articles based on the news and interesting things that are going on. I would really enjoy that. Actually, you know, I guess being like a writer for a magazine, that would be really fun. Because then you get to explore different topics and theories and that kind of thing without it necessarily being dry, boring news. So, okay, that is part two. The last